Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
If you want to learn how to win championships,
that trophy went around and everybody got to kiss that trophy. It was unbelievable.
Ask a champion. Time to gain wisdom from 49ers Super Bowl champion Dennis Brown with Papa and Lund on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Thank you so much for joining us. As always, we love talking to Dennis Brown at this time every Wednesday. Super Bowl champion was with the 49ers from 1996, and he's with us on the pre- and post-game. We're lucky enough to have Dennis, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. First of all, always love having you. Appreciate it. You were with the Niners from 90 to 96, and so you had the Cowboys, obviously, in there. That's obvious. Yeah, the Redskins were pretty good. Where the Bears weren't at their height because they won the 85 Super Bowl, but they were still nasty, weren't they? Weren't the Bears still pretty nasty when you were playing?
Yeah. I mean, the Bears have kind of always been kind of nasty. So it's just that mentality of that division and that conference. So I can remember playing the Bears. I think it was at Candlestick. I don't know what year it was, but always a tough team. And, you know, they're a team that's they got a lot of deep history. You know, Richard Dent played with us for a little bit, and he brought some of that mentality to our defensive line. So they've always been kind of an aggressive, a very physical football team. So, you know, the Niners are going to, you know, they've already got, you know, their challenges now. And, you know, going on the road and playing this team is definitely going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I'm looking through the record book here. I got you playing them twice. Last game of the 91 year, and that's the year you started 2-4 that we've referenced before, and you got hot there at the end, went 10-6, and you beat them at Candlestick, 52-14, final game. And then there was a playoff game on the road to Miami and the demolition of San Diego. And then obviously the Cowboy game and the NFC title game, you beat them 44-15. That was January the 7th of 95, the 94 Super Bowl run. But I don't – did you never played a game at Soldier Field, it looks like, huh?
No. I you know what? But I've always heard about that. I think it was a playoff game where it was – they called it the Ice Bowl because it was freezing cold and the turf was frozen. I remember Michael Carter talking about putting in like 2-inch or 2-3-4-inch creeks just to kind of get some kind of traction on the turf, and it was – I think they ended up winning that year. I think they went on to a Super Bowl that same year. But I've always heard about playing the Bears in that, you know, in the elements. Like, I don't know what it's going to be on Sunday, but I've never been to Soldier Field. I've always won. I think that's the only professional arena or football field I did not play in, or stadium I didn't play in. So, yeah, it's a lot of history behind Soldier Field, and I missed that one game. That would have been a great game to play in the, you know, the frozen turf and, you know, trying to get traction and things like that. But when we played them, it was always at Candlestick. And as you just noted, we kind of took care of business then.
Dennis Brown is joining us, of course, Super Bowl winner and pre- and post-game with me and Larry Kruger. And we'll have that for the early edition, 7 a.m. We'll be on the air for the 10 a.m. start against the Bears. Defensively, it's not so much the front seven, although – we were kind of hearkening at the beginning of the season thinking this was going to be like 2019. It hasn't been that. But really the problem has been the back end and playing the ball in the air specifically. What are you seeing from the defensive backs? What's the problem there?
Well, I mean, what I see it really feels like, for some reason, and it shows a lack of communication, but it looks like a lot of busted coverages. And a lot of those PIs, it feels like whoever it is, a safety or a cornerback, is kind of trying to play catch-up and not really kind of tracking the ball in the air and just kind of running down receivers. And it looks bad. It looks like the technique is not what it should be, because it always looks like, you know, a defensive back is trying to play a little bit of a catch-up and then just kind of running down the receiver. But now it's, you know, some of those penalties, I think it was something like 95 yards, and just PI penalties. And that's just mistakes. And if you want to play good defense, you know, you got to eliminate your mistakes. And I think it goes to the players, but some of that stuff has to go back to your coaching. And, you know, how is this team being coached up well when you see this happening, you know, every single game, these PIs? I mean, that's technique stuff. And, you know, I've talked to a few people about it, and you know, Darryl Pollock says that it looks like, you know, these, for some reason, they're getting behind the defense, and then you're playing catch up. You look up, you see the ball in the air, and you're sprinting, just trying to get back to your coverage or to your man, and you're not looking up, and you just kind of run them over, and then it's a PI. And you know, those 45, 50 yard penalties, I mean, that hurts, because then you put your team kind of in a strain. You're in the red zone, and you have to stop a touchdown now. So, you know, it just looks like, for some reason, receivers are able to get behind the defense, and then you're playing catch up, and you're not using good technique, and you're not finding the ball in the air, and you're just, you know, if you got bad tech, that's fundamentals. Technique is fundamentals, and it just feels like, for some reason, you know, the defensive backfield is not playing good technique.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And sometimes they just get beat. And that's why do offensive linemen hold? Because they get beat. They got to hold. I mean, then the same thing saying.
No, Pop, offensive linemen just hold.
They hold every play. Yeah, they hold every play. Because they can't block Dennis Brown is the problem.
Right.
They can't
block. They just, you know, that's a given. Yeah. Offensive linemen will hold.
Yeah, but sometimes they just completely hold. I mean, it looks worse for the guys by.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
One guy who never held was Joe Staley. He joins us every Monday, Dennis, and I was thinking of you when we asked him this, because you were talking about leadership last week. And I, you know, he kind of brought it up unprompted, and then we pushed him a little bit about his leadership style, and he said, we don't have any, I think this was actually used by a few teams in the Bay Area, they don't have any pricks. Sometimes you need someone to come through and just make it a prickly situation, a prickly pair a little bit. And, you know, losing Richard Sherman, a few other players here or there on both sides of the ball. So, you know, you guys had great leaders on the 91 team. You didn't wind up making the playoffs, but you just don't accept it. So my question is, when you're a team with a high level of expectation, and this was the year after the Roger Craig fumble, where you guys are looking at a three-peat, and all of a sudden, year 2-4, same deal, coming out of the bye at 2-3, lose the sixth game to go 2-4, and then you get hot. You wind up getting a 10-6. And, you know, teams can go two different directions now. They can start to splinter and point at each other, and then it just goes sideways. How were you guys able to pull out of that and still get to a really good one-loss record?
Well, I would never call any of my teammates pricks. Is that what you? Is that the word you used?
No, did I say that, John? I don't know. I'm going to get in trouble. Yeah, yeah, P-R-I-C-K. Yeah, that's what I said.
Prickly.
Well, actually, Staley said that. Yeah, I didn't say that. I'm just relaying the information that was passed on to me from
just translated as a jerk. I mean,
it's a jerk.
Well, I mean, and that's, you know, that's part of the leadership. Sometimes you got to call some people out. And you talk about Roger Craig and after that 1990 and the fumble, you know, the team kind of broke up after that 1990 game or at 1990 season, but we still had some strong leaders. I mean, we had Harris Barton on offensive line. He would always call you out. Steve Young would call you out. Jesse Sapolo. So, yeah, I mean, what he's saying is true. You have to have guys on the team that aren't just kind of like, hey, all right, we're going to go out there, we're going to do our best, guys, and if we win, we win. If we lose, we'll go back to the drawing board. You have to have some people on the football team, leaders, veterans, that kind of get in your face a little bit. And, you know, I always say athletes are different now. I don't know if they respond to that, but when I was playing, that's what it was. You know, Charles Haley in your face in a meeting room. Ronnie Lott calling a team meeting, telling the coaches to get out and just getting after people, individuals, like by name. Things like that are what kind of turn teams around. And it's just that urgency. I mean, you know what your expectations are. And I think being on the 49ers, you know what the expectation is, and that's to win championships. And, you know, when we start the season, you know, we never talk about, oh, this team might make it to playoffs. We go right into, you know, as the media, we go right into Super Bowl. You know, this team was going to contend for a Super Bowl. So that's the expectation. And, you know, sometimes you have to have someone that just kind of gets after you. And, you know, I was lucky. You know, I had a lot of strong leaders on the football team. And, you know, when those guys went away, I became kind of that guy that on the defensive line who kind of had to point some people out. So you need that. And, you know, as you look up and down this team, you try to find who that leader is. And, you know, of course it's your quarterback, but, you know, I don't know if he's a vocal guy. You know, you look on that offensive line, you look on that defensive line. I mean, you just have to find someone, you know, a D4 that just kind of, you know, kind of get after somebody. And you have to start playing with some urgency. I mean, if you can't do it now, I mean, it's never going to happen. I mean, if you can't go on the road and, you know, come back with a win after losing 4 football games in a row, I mean, you know, you're in the wrong sport. I mean, you got to play with some urgency. You got to be upset. You got to play kind of with your hair on fire, make mistakes real fast, you know, at 100%. So, I mean, you just got to find those guys. I don't, like I said, you guys are closer to these guys than I am. You can speak more about it, but Who is the guy on this team now that, you know, is it a Jaquaski Tart? Is it a Jimmy Ward? These guys who have been around and understand the importance of, you know, start stacking some wins. I mean, you can't go in this slump and just kind of say, okay, the season's over. I mean, because you still have to show up every Sunday. So someone has to, you know, put some fire under somebody and, you know, play with some urgency. And I think it can be done on the defense. If the defense, you know, gets going the way we know they can, that pass rush goes, the secondary's got to get a lot better. Fred Warner's got to, he's starting to play a little bit better, but all these guys kind of have to come together and decide, you know, we're not going to lose 5 games in a row. And, you know, that's when your leaders come in. So, you know, someone's got to stand up and someone's got to be, as you said, that prick, I guess, and get after some people.
I didn't say it. Staley said it.
Oh, you Staley, said it today.
I did say it. Did that make the airwaves, or did Holer drop
the... Again, everything is in context. Not to speak to the FCC, but it's in context. You can't use it in a certain context, but
I pricked my finger as I walked through the locker room and told everybody, they're playing like crap!
Yeah, you can say it like that. In the context of a jerk, you can say it like that, but there's another context in which you can't. So anyway, that's how it goes.
No, why is that? That's
just
silly.
I don't make the rules. I don't even really follow the rules.
Remember the mail?
Stop it.
I don't get it. Who was the Giant player that said that, John? We don't have any pricks on this team. Right. That came up earlier.
Oh, that's right. Was that? God, he was on our show too, right?
Was it?
Say that.
See, we bring out the pricks in people. See, they come on our show on it.
They're man, I mean, this is gonna crush. Somebody's gonna come with it on text line. But yeah, we did. We had somebody on say that about the Giants clubhouse.
Yeah, they didn't have any of those other two.
It was Mauricio Dubon is who it was.
It was. You're right.
Mauricio Dubon said that.
Doobie.
I just remembered that. All right.
That's right. Before he got sent down to AAA.
That's right. Yeah, that's like, well, we think you are. Get out.
DB, we're headed for AAA now.
That's right.
I guess.
That's
no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
We've said it enough now.
Yeah. All right, DB. We'll see you in studio bright and early on Sunday. Looking forward to it, man. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
I don't mind those.
And I think this is going to be a great opportunity to see what kind of character this team has. You got to go on the road, and you know Kyle Shanahan. I like. He says he's got to get better. And that's where it starts. I mean, he's got to get better. And I think it just kind of goes through the whole team. Your head coach gets serious. Maybe your head coach is that guy that's got to get after some people. So, you know, I'm excited for this game, and I think it's going to be a good show of the character of this team.
No doubt. Thanks, Dennis. We'll see you Sunday.
Yep. All right.
See you, man.
Thank you, DB.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.